Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. We mentioned previously that someone who ate a non-kain that ate truma b'shegig by accident, and he has to replace it with a karen, plus he has to add a fifth. And we spoke that he's not able to use truma to replace it; he has to use chulin to replace it. That will become truma. The Mishnah gives other restrictions on what he has to use specifically to replace the truma. Ein mishalmen min alaket. You can't use leket, shich, and peah, which are different parts of the produce that are left behind for the poor people. And these things are not obligated in trumas and maisers. And something that he's using to replace the truma has to be something that was fitting at one point in time to be used for the truma. And leket, shich, and peah are always exempt from trumas and maisers, and since it couldn't be truma itself, so you can't use it to replace the truma. And a hefker, nor can you use hefker, something that's ownerless, even after he acquires it, but since it came from hefker, from ownerless, it's exempt from trumas and maisers, and something that's exempt from trumas and maisers can't be used to replace the truma. The Mishnah says, continues, V'leimi Meiser region shenitzla trumase, not from the Meiser region, which is given to the Levi, that has a trumas Meiser, a second truma that's taken off of it. This also, once it's designated as Meiser Rishon, it no longer could be used as the Truma Gedola, the first Truma that's taken off. So, but whether before or even after the Trumas Meiser is taken off, this Meiser Rishon cannot be used to replace the Truma because it's exempt from Truma itself. V'lemi Meiser Sheni V'hektish Sheniftru, nor, this last case is going to be in a Machlaikis, but the first opinion here says, nor can you use Meiser Sheni and Hektish. Meiser Sheni is brought to Eretz Yisrael and eaten in Eretz Yisrael, and Hektish, something sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash. These things have a Kedusha, an integral Kedusha on them. And even if they're Sheniftu, even if they were redeemed and the Kedusha was taken off of them, since previously in their Kedusha status, when they were sanctified as Meiser Sheni or Hektish, they were not able to be used as Truma, so then they can't be used to replace the Truma here, even after you redeem them, according to this opinion. The Mishnah gives the reason for this is because She'ein Hektish Paides Hektish. While these things were sanctified, the Meiser Sheni and the Hektish, before you redeemed them, they had a Kedusha. And you can't use something that already has a Kedusha to be Paides Hektish to redeem the other Truma over here that he ate. To redeem this thing that has Kedusha, you can't use something that already has Kedusha on it. And therefore, the Meiser Sheni and Hektish doesn't work even after you redeemed it. Once it was invalidated for this purpose, it can't be used anymore. Divi Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's opinion. The Chachamim Matirim Be'ilu, however, on these things, the Meiser Sheni and the Hektish that are redeemed, the Chachamim were Matir, allowed him to use to repay for the Truma that he ate, because even though while they were sanctified, they couldn't be used to redeem the Truma, but after they're redeemed, then he allows them to be used to replace the truma that's eaten. That's the Chachamah's opinion. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishalman mimin al she'en amine. When you're replacing truma that was eaten, and giving the principal and the fifth that's added, you can use min al she'en amine. You can use from one species for a different species. If he ate one type of fruit, he can replace it with a different one. But when he's changing from one species to the other, he has to give from a better quality produce on behalf of a lower quality produce. He can't go down, he can only go up in quality. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Kiva says, you can only pay back and replace the truma only from the same exact type that he ate from. Lafika, and therefore, if he ate gourds that grew the year before Shemitah, and he has no more gourds to replace from that year's crop, to replace what he ate from that truma, he's going to have to wait a long time. Yamtim the kishuin shall meitzi shvius v'yashalem mehem. He's going to have to wait until the gourds that grow from the year after shvius, because on the Shemitah year, everything's hafker, and it's an exempt from trumas and maisers. He can't use that to replace the truma. He's going to have to wait till after the Shemitah year, till the next crop is planted and grows, and then he can get the same type, the same kishuim, the same gourds that he ate from truma to replace what he ate, and he can't use another species. This machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah now explains where their sources are from. Mimakim Rabbi Eliezer, Mekel, Misham, Rabbi Kiva, Machmer. From the same place, the same source in the pasuk, that Rabbi Eliezer is makel and is lenient and allows you to replace with other species, that's the same source for Rabbi Eliezer to be machmer, to be stringent. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'nasan l'kayin es hakodesh, you should give to the kayin es hakodesh, the holy thing. And it's referring to the replacement for the truma. Kol shehu roi li es kodesh. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer understands this to mean es hakodesh, the holy thing, means anything that's fitting to become holy. If it was fitting at one point in time to be truma, he can use it to replace it, even if it's not the same species. He can use a different type. Rabbi Kiva says, "V'nasan l'kayin es hakodesh." When the pasuk says that you should give the kayin hakodesh, the holy thing, and the hey, the holy thing, sounds like it's a specific known item that we're referring to. So that Rabbi Kiva understands that that's kodesh achal. The hey tells you it's referring to specifically the kodesh that he ate, the same type of produce that he ate from. That's what he's going to have to use to replace the truma that he ate.